Welcome back to the LifePoint DraftCast. My name is Chad, and I'm one of the pastors here at LifePoint. And Sunday at our Lewis Center campus, we looked at John chapter 11 in our FaceTime series. And we've been talking about in this series that Jesus wants a personal relationship with you. And John 11 is one of the passages where we see this most clearly. Jesus has a personal relationship with Lazarus, who he raises from the dead, and Lazarus's sisters, Mary and Martha. It's always stunning to me that Jesus, who is God in the flesh, does the things that he does as a human being. For instance, he has friends, he has community, he has obviously the 12 disciples that are close with him. He has Peter, James, and John, who are even closer than the 12. And then he has these other relationships, this community around him in folks like Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. And it just highlights for me, I think, the need that we have. If God in the flesh, in Jesus, saw the need to have human friendships, human relationships, how much more do we have a need for that in our lives? And I think relationships are important in day-to-day life, but they become crucial when you go through something like Mary and Martha did. When you have a loss, when you're grieving, when you're struggling, those human relationships, that community, that friendship becomes absolutely essential to making it through whatever it is that you're dealing with. We need others to walk with us, not only daily, but especially through the times of life that are really, really painful and difficult. One of the things that I love about this passage is that Mary and Martha both ask Jesus the same question. Jesus hears about Lazarus's death, and he waits a couple of days before he comes to see Lazarus, and he's greeted by both of the sisters, and they both ask him the same thing. They say, "Lord, where have you been?" They say, "Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died." And I think in that you hear faith, that they believe that Jesus could have healed Lazarus. But you also hear this grief, and part of the stages of grief is anger. And you hear this anger in their voice. And the main question that they're asking Jesus is, why? Why would you do this? Why would you wait? Why didn't you heal him? You've healed others. Why didn't you heal our brother? And it's interesting because in this passage, we actually get the answer to why. We get Jesus telling his disciples why. He tells Mary and Martha why. He tells them, look, I'm doing this so that God will be glorified through the resurrection of Lazarus. I'm doing this so that others will believe in me. And so he tells us why. But I think for our suffering, for our struggles, for our times of loss, it's often difficult to discern why. Even if you have a good sense of why God's allowing things in your life that are difficult, you really can't know for sure. And some of us spend a lifetime wondering, why does God allow this to happen? And how do we work our way through that? But what I love is that Jesus really shows us that why is not a bad question to ask, but at the end of the day, it's a completely inadequate question to ask. And that we don't need to so much ask why as we need to ask who. Jesus tells the sisters that he is the resurrection and the life. That the real question is not why would God allow this to happen, it's who is in charge, who is the king, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we could ever ask or think. The answer is Jesus. And listen, you might be listening to this morning and you've wrestled with the question of why for years, but I want to encourage you, you can know the answer to the question who right now. Like right now, you can know that the answer is the resurrection and the life. It's Jesus. That the resurrection and life is not a theological concept. It's a person. That Jesus didn't come to start a religion, but to replace religion with himself. And that's what the religious leaders couldn't grasp about Jesus, is for all the theological education they had and all the biblical understanding they had, they didn't recognize God when he was standing right in front of them. And so for us today, the question is not, why is God allowing this? It's, who can we trust in the midst of this? And there's a couple of things that we can trust God with. We can trust Jesus with the fact that he loves us and that he's doing what he's doing for his glory and for our good. He loves us and he's doing what he's doing for his glory and for our good. Well, I'm going to pray and ask the Lord to bless your day. And after I'm done, you take a few moments and pray and ask the Lord to reveal the answer to who, and to maybe allow you to release the question, why. Let's pray. God, thank you so much for the opportunity to think about Jesus, who wants a personal relationship with us, and how he lived in community. But not only that, how he is the resurrection and the life. That it's not so much a theological idea as it is a person. That Christianity is not just about intellectual beliefs, but it's about trust in a person. And Father, I pray that that would come to bear in our own lives today more and more. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Now, why don't you take a moment and pray?